You mean as far as the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought everybody, you know, I was no different from anybody else. I thought we wouldn't have basketball.
Have you thought at all about, beyond this year and what your future
lies? No, I haven't.
Yeah, for the challenge, Kevin, you know, having the idea that there may not be a season, but at the same time preparing yourself as if there will be.
Well, you have to be professional. You know, I think everybody in their own right looked at it like, you know, we don't have a year, and that's what it is. But if you do, you got to be ready. I don't think you can just take a couple of days to be ready. That was my mindset.
As one of the veterans on this team, Kevin, you've seen a lockout person before. Talk about that experience and how it can shape your approach to dealing with this one.
You know, experience is everything. You go through something once. Obviously, I was younger when we went through the first time. But the second time, it was a lot more prepared, not just mentally, but prepared from a business standpoint, understand the business of basketball and how it went, understand negotiate, understand the timing, understand the tactics, and the tricks that you have to come along with, and the patience.
Do you think that's still going on? I mean, is the NBA labor negotiations supposed to be over? Everything's supposed to be all season. Everybody looking forward to the season, but the league seems to be in the worst spot than it was when you guys were negotiating.
It's up in the air, man. That's what it is. We all done over here, we're all figuring it out. And it's going to be a period where everybody's adjusting.
Greg just said, that he feels rushed. You feel rushed and trying to get back on the court, get back in the ultimate game condition.
Right? Absolutely. I think what you're seeing is we're in a rush league right now. You know, everybody's going through such a Chris Paul situation. Timing is everything, and chemistry is something that you just don't throw in the frying pan, mix it up with another something, and throw something on top of that, and then fry it up, put it in a tortilla, put it in the microwave, heat it up, and give it to you, and expect it to taste good. You know? For those who can cook, I know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but you can't cook. It's going to be something.
Definitely.
First couple of games
of the season,
what's
going to be like for you?
This last one should be very difficult. You don't usually play 16 games. You feel like, I think, February may be March, and you have to start a lot. I'm sure if we test everybody's endurance and their willingness, this would be more physical, obviously more, excuse us, more mentally physical. But, you know, Doc, we have a lot of countless conversations with him about this year. But again, we're dealing with limited time, major issue to be resolved. It's a weird period of transition. Everybody's going to adjust to
it. Choosing your words here, but
I'm actually being very, very, very upfront with you. I'm not coming off mad, I'm not coming off emotion, I'm coming off as a professional. I want you to respect
that. Is that how dealing with the lockout and everything had to be like that? Is it home even more than it is?
You know, from day one, it's a business. We need to get drafted, some guys get drafted, trade them draft night. You know, from day one, it's a business. But you can't get messed up. You're a professional. You know, get your biggest shoes from you as a professional. Take the shoes from you, your class side, you know, make it up. So we go out. We lose Doc Rivers. The same here. I hate this team. You got to get past Matt. I'm going to do the job. He's going to see
it. Yo, Kevin, can you speak to the audition that's important?
What do you think about the opportunity?
you look at it as the league is getting younger. What we can teach is friends. Very comfortable with just knowing the work, putting the work, and that's what we're going to
do. Is anything
else? We'll see what the year seems to be up
Thank you, Kevin.